Also, on some islands in the Bahamas, we find elevated notches that have been eroded into the limestone. By examining the backside of many Bahamian islands, we can see identical notches that are actively being formed by organisms scraping algae off the limestone right at the intertidal zone. As these organisms scrape off the algae for food, they remove a tiny portion of the rock. Through time, a deeply cut notch is etched in the rock indicating the intertidal zone, which of course is a direct indicator of sea level. In this photo, this notch is 6 meters above present-day sea level. Therefore, we know that the intertidal zone was 6 meters higher than present. But when was it higher? In this case, determining age is a bit more difficult because one cannot age date a notch. But there are fossil corals at the base of this island, which can be age dated. These corals provide a date of approximately 125,000 years. We make an assumption that the coral grew in water that was 6 meters deep at that time, and that the notch was formed at this time.